brought to my attention this weekend that there's something wrong. There's a problem when we give you free tickets. So I wanted to address that.
Chicago's most fun afternoons with Scotty K.
This weekend I was at the Steinhoffels in Schaumburg. We were giving out the Jelly Roll tickets. And so many of you came out to hang out and win the tickets. And it was super fun talking to all of you. But within these conversations, I found out that there's a big problem. And the problem is, who do you take to the concert with you when you win these tickets? Because what happens a lot of times, you have to choose between different people, especially if you come to one of our events. There's an opportunity for you to win tickets, and then people bring like their sister and their friend and their cousin. Like, everybody sign up. Everybody try to win these tickets. They're like, okay, but if they win, who are they going to bring? Or if you win, which one of these people that you all made them do a favor for you would win? So I thought that this was a problem that we could address and figure out a universal way to choose who you take to concerts if you have an extra ticket, right? So let's say you win tickets on the radio, and you're like, Scotty, I won these two tickets. And I'm like, okay, you're going to bring your husband? And you're like, no, forget him. My sister likes these people more. Okay. Well, how do you pick? So here's like, there's different ways we can go this. 312-946-4995. Like, should there be a randomized order? Anybody that wants to go in your life, should you throw them all in a hat and you pick them out and boom, that's it. Is it always your significant other? I do think that even if they don't like the artist, it's nice to do things together. Maybe they'll be supporting you and an artist you like. Okay. Is it maybe we come up with a fun way? It's the person that texted you the most at the time of winning. Who was the last person you texted when you were trying to win? Maybe it's that person. Maybe, I don't know, it's somebody that had the hardest, is going through a hard time that now. That's the person you take. All right, so Carlos, you heard we have a big problem. Sometimes people win tickets, they have two tickets, but they have to choose who is going to go with them. What do you think? How do we decide this, man?
So I already have like a locked in thing, man. So the first person, obviously, I always choose for is your wife, right? You got it. That's the priority one. If it's a band she wants to see, you know, she's definitely going. If it's someone that she doesn't want to see,
smart man.
I have a concert wife that she allows me to take with me at all times.
Hold on. Hold on. Back up. So you have your wife, and then you have a
correct.
Concert wife?
A concert wife. And that's sweet. I'm her concert hubby, and she's my concert wife. And we go see our bands that, you know, I've known her since I was a child. So
okay.
we have a lot of similar interests in music. We're like best friends, and, you know, since we were kids. And so that's my girl I go with when my wife doesn't want to go with me.
I don't think you should say that's my girl that I go with. That's okay. So does your wife have a concert husband other than you?
She does it. She does not. She doesn't. Me, I'm her counselor husband.
Right, but what if you don't want to go?
She probably would take her friends.
Okay, what if she wanted to have a concert husband? How do you feel about that?
Yeah, no, I love concerts, so there's no reason for me to go.
Of course you. All concerts, every band ever in the world single one's my favorite. I'm going. That's very funny. I like that. So you have a backup wife. Got it.
There you go.
Interesting. Right, Sam, you heard we have a problem here. How do you decide who you bring to concerts?
Okay, so most of the time I just bring my boyfriend, but if it's somebody that, like, I have a girlfriend who, like, is really into the radio contest, too, and so we'll send each other things all the time, and it's just kind of like an unwritten rule that if one of us wins one of the things, like, we've sent each other, we just take each other.
What if it's somebody that your boyfriend really wants to see, and you won those tickets?
Then I probably wouldn't tell that friend.
Oh, you wouldn't tell the friend. I thought you were going to say you wouldn't tell your boyfriend. That's funny. All right, so there's some deception in there. I got it. Okay. Not sure we got a solution.